Chapter 88. Ugh, you coward! Apostrophe apostrophe replied Mrs. Rattle, with supreme contempt. Do you mean to turn them wretches out, or not, Mr. Sawyer? Apostrophe apostrophe, they're going, Mrs. Rattle, they're going, apostrophe said the miserable Bob. I am afraid you'd better go, apostrophe said Mr. Bob Sawyer to his friends. I thought you were making too much noise. Apostrophe, it's a very unfortunate thing, apostrophe said the prim man. Just as we were getting so comfortable too. Apostrophe apostrophe, the prim man was just beginning to have a dawning recollection of the story he had forgotten. It's hardly to be borne, apostrophe said the prim man, looking round. Hardly to be borne, is it? Apostrophe apostrophe, not to be endured, apostrophe replied Jack Hopkins. Let's have the other verse, Bob. Come, here goes. Apostrophe, no, no, Jack, don't, apostrophe interposed Bob Sawyer. It's a capital song, but I am afraid we had better not have the other verse. They are very violent people, the people of the house. Apostrophe, shall I step upstairs and pitch into the landlord? Apostrophe apostrophe inquired Hopkins, or keep on ringing the bell, or go and groan on the staircase. You may command me, Bob. Apostrophe, I am very much indebted to you for your friendship and good nature, Hopkins, apostrophe said the wretched Mr. Bob Sawyer, but I think the best plan, to avoid any further dispute is for us to break up at once. Apostrophe, now, Mr. Sawyer, apostrophe screamed the shrill voice of Mrs. Rattle, are them brutes going? Apostrophe apostrophe, they're only looking for their hats, Mrs. Rattle, apostrophe said Bob, they are going directly. Apostrophe, going. Apostrophe apostrophe said Mrs. Rattle, thrusting her nightcap over the banisters just as Mr. Pickwick, followed by Mr. Tupman, emerged from the sitting room. Going. What did they ever come for? Apostrophe apostrophe, my dear ma'am, apostrophe remonstrated Mr. Pickwick, looking up. Get along with you, old wretch. Apostrophe apostrophe replied Mrs. Rattle, hastily withdrawing the nightcap. Old enough to be his grandfather, you villain. You're worse than any of them. Apostrophe, Mr. Pickwick found it in vain to protest his innocence, so hurried downstairs into the street, whither he was closely followed by Mr. Tupman, Mr. Winkle, and Mr. Snodgrass. Mr. Ben Allen, who was dismally depressed with spirits and agitation, accompanied them as far as London Bridge, and in the course of the walk confided to Mr. Winkle, as an especially eligible person, to interest the secret to, that he was resolved to cut the throat of any gentleman, except Mr. Bob Sawyer, who should aspire to the affections of his sister Arabella. Having expressed his determination to perform this painful duty of a brother with proper firmness, he burst into tears, knocked his hat over his eyes, and, making the best of his way back, knocked double knocks at the door of the Borough Market Office, and took short naps on the steps alternately, until daybreak, under the firm impression that he lived there, and had forgotten the key. The visitors having all departed, in compliance with the rather pressing request of Mrs. Rattle, the luckless Mr. Bob Sawyer was left alone, to meditate on the probable events of tomorrow, and the pleasures of the evening. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.